This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives are voting during a rare holiday week session on Monday. Democratic representatives are looking to meet President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 virus relief checks. The president signed a more than $2 trillion federal spending package and COVID-19 relief deal on Sunday, but not before pushing for most Americans to receive more than the $600 payments that are currently designated. While Democrats who control the House favor the larger stipends, the president's push is forcing his Republican allies who oppose the additional spending into a tough spot. Brazil's Fiocruz Biomedical Institute will seek approval for the Oxford University AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to one of the center's senior officials on Monday. The Rio de Janeiro-based institute is licensed to receive supplies from AstraZeneca and eventually produce the vaccine locally. Brazil's federal government, which has ordered the AstraZeneca vaccine, expects to receive 100 million doses in the first half of 2021. The man suspected of exploding a bomb in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas Day, allegedly made an eerie comment to a neighbor days before. Rick Laude said he had a chance conversation with the suspect, Anthony Warner, at his mailbox on December 21st. Laude said he casually asked Warner if he was expecting anything for Christmas, to which Warner responded, "Nashville and the world is never going to forget me." Laude said he was speechless when he later learned authorities identified Warner as the suspected bomber. The bombing injured three people and damaged dozens of buildings in downtown Nashville. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held a news conference on Monday in which he said many of the country's security agencies had been, quote, hollowed out under President Trump. He also said the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration is an irresponsibility. The president-elect said his team has faced roadblocks from leadership at the Defense Department, as well as the Office of Management and Budget. Those working for President-elect Biden only began meeting with the current administration at the end of November. President Trump has refused to concede defeat. After Biden's team said they had met resistance to requests for information from some Pentagon officials earlier this month, the Pentagon pushed back. A senior defense official said last week that the Pentagon had conducted 163 interviews and 181 requests for information and that it would continue to provide information and meetings. But President-elect Biden reiterated his team's concerns on Monday. Cuba announced Monday it would allow fewer flights from the United States and several other countries beginning on January 1st. The restrictions are due to a surge in coronavirus cases since opening its airports in November. The government said Cubans living abroad and returning to visit or returning from shopping trips have spread the virus to family members and beyond by breaking quarantine. Mexico, Panama, the Bahamas, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are also on the list. The government did not say how many flights per day would be allowed. The health ministry reported more than 3,700 COVID-19 cases from November 1st through December 23rd, of which it said about 71% were visitors or their direct contacts. Afghan officials say the government has decided to hold the second round of peace negotiations with the Taliban in Doha. That's the same place where the first round was held. The Afghanistan High Council for National Reconciliation spokesman said the decision was taken due to COVID-19 related travel restrictions. Several countries had been in the running to host the peace negotiations, including Norway and Germany. Doha was also the venue for negotiations between the United States and the Taliban that led to the signing of a deal between the two countries in February 2020. The European Union has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain, set to go into effect January 1st. The deal still must be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.